gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I'm your host, Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler, and we're going to do some yanking cranking tonight. Hopefully you've been following us on Facebook. I've been posting up things that you might want to do to get ready for the show, meaning having two crankbaits with you. We're going to have a brain fart. We're going to have a break in between. So this way, if you don't have them, you can run out in your garage, in your shed. Should be about 2 minutes long for you to grab those things. What you're looking for is a square bill and a round bill crankbait. Okay? That's going to be very important coming up here. But first, like I said, welcome. Kind of flustered. Just purchased a new Wimmydine Cool Guy toy for the show, and it decided it wasn't going to work. So a little PO'd on that. Kind of threw me off my game. But let's see here, 908. You're on the air.
Hey, Mark. What's up, man? It's Matt Sharks, Yachum.
What's going on, man?
How much, man? Can't get my Blog Talk Radio to load over here.
Yeah. Folks, if you're listening to the show, I post a link on the chat room. If you can't get to the chat room, it's the link is http://tobtr.com/s/44641185. Or if you don't know that, or can't write that down quick enough, just go to the Facebook page for Kayak Fishing Radio, post it right up there, click that. That'll take you right to the Blog Talk Radio site. You should have no issues. All right. So, before we get started with the whole Wimmydine Cool Guy show, we're going to go over, the short format for tonight, which is pretty simple. We're going to talk about crankbaits. Should be pretty easy. Terminology, techniques, tackle, things you need to know, things you don't need to know, stuff like that. And if you don't fish freshwater or you don't fish crankbaits, you're wrong. So let's get right to it and get right into the bare bones of it, and that is terminology. You're going to hear me saying a bunch of different things, and I want you to understand what I'm saying. Now, round bill and square bill, we're going to talk about that after the break, but things like pushing water. And pushing water, then the definition of that is how much water is displaced by the bait going through it. It's a very important thing when you're talking about your silent baits. Rattles, I think you're a genius to figure that one out. Deflection and jumping a bait over structure, you can hear that a lot tonight. Is pretty keen on what makes a crankbait work really well. And a big one is searching. And we'll get into search, how a bait searches a little bit later. But when a bait searches, it doesn't run in a straight path. When baits run in a straight path, fish don't eat it because it doesn't look natural. And that's the darn truth. They just don't do it. So the reason they don't eat something that's runs straight because it means it's healthy. It just doesn't mean no steam tonight. No stream. Yeah, there should be a stream there, Chris. Can everyone else hear me? I'm just making sure that the player's working. So this is why I'm not wasting 10 minutes.
I ain't working on my end, man. I only got you on the phone.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
What the heck is going on, man?
It plays an advertisement, and then it just doesn't do anything. Hit play,
it'll
nothing happened.
I had to refresh it.
Yeah.
You guys have been refreshing.
Yeah. And it's playing a ad again.
Okay. Then everyone needs to go to Blog Talk. Sorry. This is a great time for...
It's working for some people, and some people it's not. It's working for me now. There you go. It worked refreshing that time. So that's all you guys got to do is refresh.
Okay. How far back am I on the... Are we up to date and caught up?
You're all caught up. You're good.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. Technical difficulties with Blog Talk. I do apologize. Hopefully, you know, refresh until you can hear me. This is all recorded, all right? So if you miss something, please feel free to go back and listen to it several times on the app. It'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Tommy, for posting, or Tim, sorry, and for posting up the link to Blog Talk. So with that being said, it wouldn't be a show without some sort of issues, you know what I mean? We'll take a quick break. I'm going to work on some things on this end, and hopefully they'll be remedied and we can get that taken care of. So again, with all of my breaks, these are all my personal sponsors or people that I support wholeheartedly. But definitely check these guys out, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, that's awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him. You got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. If you don't know, it's Wednesday, March 27th, and we're talking about cranking and yanking, two things that I love doing. And if you can hear the show and you got people texting you or texting me, I literally just spent the break texting people, letting them know. Go to our Blog Talk site. It seems to be working better than the KFR site. And vice versa. It's just one of those things. So, do appreciate that. All right. So let's get right to it. We're going to start tonight by breaking down water and how I do it. Pretty simple. We're going to break it down from zero surface, okay, weight baits, all the way down to 5 feet. From 5 to 10, from 10 to 20. Those are your three main zones. What was that for? Either way. The first bait we're going to talk about tonight is a very basic bait, and that's the round bill. And that's one that 90% of the people have in their homes or in their tackle boxes. And if you have a bait, and you can hear it, Okay. This is the Strike King Series 6, Series 5, I think. It dives to about 9 feet. Okay. And it's one of my go-to baits. It's it's truly a great search bait, okay? But let's talk about what makes a crankbait, okay? And what makes this crankbait so special in my hands right now. And that's because it's got a round bill. If you hold that round bill up in front of you and you're looking at it with the bill towards the sky, okay, you're going to notice its shape, okay? It's mine's got cracks in it and nicks out of it from running in rocks. But if you hold it up there, okay, just by the very tip of the bill and you look at it, okay, most of your baits you're going to look at, you can almost not see the hook, the middle hook, okay? And then, you know, you got the trailing hook, and then you got the bill. That bill is meant to deflect slightly, okay, but it's mostly meant to dig, okay? It's a digging bill. Meaning, if you heard my shows earlier, way back in the day, I always talked about a crankbait digging a new channel, okay? When a crankbait digs a channel, okay, it's doing what we want it to do. It's deflecting off bottom. That's the main goal, okay? And I always, if I'm fishing in, let's say I'm fishing in 6 foot of water, I'm going to throw a crankbait that naturally will dig to 8 to 10 foot. The reason is when it reaches that maximum depth, the action goes off on it. It just doesn't work as well because it's really working everything it's got to get down there. So that's tip number one. If you're fishing a bait near the bottom, okay, or you want to work a section of water, always use the next size up to get down there. It just works. Trust me on this, okay? All right. But the thing about these round bills, okay, is that it's different than what we're going to talk about with the square bills. That when it gets down there, right, and it's working and it's wobbling, okay, when it hits a piece of cover in front of it, because it's got such a large bill on it, right, it's going to hit, and it's not going to dig in, it's going to hit and start to rise up. Let's say we got a big log laying in the water, right? It's wiggling in there, you'll shake it back and forth in your hands, and then let it hit like the arm of your sofa or your chair or your desk, right, where the line tie is just above the edge of the table. And you notice when you got it, you know, in a crankbait style, it's going to kind of flip up, okay? Now, imagine that around a big stump, okay? It's going to hit that. The back end's going to rise up, kind of do an endo. And then think about you crawling it over top of that stump. It's just going to basically ride its nose all the way up and around. When it gets to the point where it can break free of that, okay? And that's why you see, you know, guys like KVD, you see him snap the rod tip a lot. You say, ooh, there's a stump, and you see him snap the rod tip about a second later, okay? That's to make that bait shoot off there like a rocket, okay? That is not only going to shoot off and go up, but it's also going to, I mean, absolutely get back down to where it needs to be, just like a natural bait will do. It'll run. It's hurt, hits the stump, hits the cover, okay? It's going to ride up and then come back down rather quickly. And that's what you're mimicking. You're mimicking a special fish, okay? One that's you know, dying, okay? One that's not all there. One that's easy prey. And that's what you're mimicking with these baits. Now, the great thing about round bills is you can literally, there are round bills that wake, okay? Very small lips on them, or lips that come more of a vertical, you know, parallel fashion, okay? And then there's ones like the, what is that, the 10XD or the 20XD that can literally dive to 30 feet, all right? Those are, you know, two different ends of the spectrum. Great one to start off with is the Series 3 from Strike King, which will dive down to 5 feet, okay? And the Series 6, you literally covered your whole spectrum of water column with those baits by only changing your line. So I'm going to talk about that here a little bit as well. Now, disadvantages of a square bill. Really heavy, nasty cover, they do have a tendency to snag, okay? Because it's not a bounce-off style crankbait. It's a dig, hit, and then deflect off kind of thing, if that makes any sense. And that's the difference between that and the square bill, where a square bill will deflect and then get back on track. This bait just keeps going, hits, and just kind of rides around it. Or hits, gets kind of snagged up, and then, you know, shoots itself off. Second thing is once the bills are damaged on these things, better off just cannibalizing all the terminal you can off of it. It's really hard to get them to work straight again or work the way you want them to without them rolling. Granted, I have baits that work great, but it's one of the things. And the balsa wood ones. You'll buy 10 balsa wood baits, but only 2 of them out of the 10 will work for you. For whatever reason, it's just the nature of the beast with wood baits. But when you find a good balsa bait, it will be your saving grace. It'll kill. Absolutely kill. It's a great bait. So definitely take up some round bill crankbaits. We're just breaking, like I said, folks, we're just going to break down the baits, what they're good for right now, what you can do with them, and then go a little bit more in depth then later on the show. So that's the round bill square, excuse me, round bill crankbait, folks. Like I said, I do recommend this is the Strike King models. They always come out of the package ready to fish. I am very little tuning, if any, involved, but absolutely killer baits. You know, they've won more tournaments than, you know, pretty much any bait out there, I'm going to say. Pretty much more than soft plastic baits, if you think about it, really. They've won, you know, Bassmaster Classics and, you know, KVD. You hear the names said all the time. But that man wins tournaments, wins money on a crankbait. Other great ones, any of the Bandit series, okay? Bandit lures are excellent. Normans, old school there, boy. Great crankbaits for working, not deep, but working in, you know, decent, you know, shallow lakes, even better than that. Strike King, Bandit. I'm actually going through the Bass Pro catalog right now, y'all. see here. The Bombers, Little John, the Big Papa, Fat Free Shad. Excellent. Excellent. Arapala. I'm telling y'all, Arapala jointed crankbait is the bomb. One of my all-time favorites for when, you know, fish are being hurt bad on crankbaits and they just don't want to bite you, they will hit Arapala. Jointed back or the DT series. And like I said in my earlier show about custom baits or baits you need to have, some of those Ike's customs are definitely worth a look at. They work everywhere. Love them right, and they'll do you right. And that's the it's the jointed shad wraps. Yeah, shad wraps. Absolutely awesome. God, they're great. Love shad wraps. But again, I'm all about Strike King. I love their crankbaits. Colors are great. So let's get to a quick break. Trying to keep it, you know, about 10 minutes, about as long as it takes to drink a beer is what I figured. So that's the way it's going to work. Let's see here. Let's do this before we go to break. I'd like to thank Matt Trucks for being on the line. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room. Mr. Chris Johnson, Eric Harrison, guest, Hammerhead Greg Crisp. Let's see here. Mr. Tim Morris, Tommy Head Jigs, and Yak Fisher Don. I saw DD in there. I saw a few other folks. Sprows, yeah, Sprows are great things. But let's see here. I just had a freaking blog talk's all screwed up, y'all. come on, you stupid thing. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back after the words from my sponsors. How about that, y'all? Booyah! So what is a fish show? A fish show is an angler that uses unfair lures. Simple as that. Unfair lures are just like it says, it's an unfair advantage, and it truly is. From reds to trout to big hog, bass, and crappie. Doesn't matter what you go after. Take the unfair advantage and pick you up some unfair lures. Again, go to unfairlures.com for more information and to pick up that unfair advantage that everyone wants to have. So get you some at unfairlures.com. Bull Bay Rods offers a full line of customized fishing rods with handcrafted designs and world-class quality. Each rod is equipped with their patent-pending Senzi Grip. And, y'all, it's the baddest thing out there. That transfers the action right into your hand, allowing you to see what's going on under the surface. With the Bull Bay Rod, you are a step ahead of the game. Paired with their innovative technology, a Bull Bay Rod comes equipped with the high-performance Fuji guides. I'm telling you all, those Fuji K guides are awesome. Silent, great, great setup. So with the Fuji guides, they give you unsurpassed performance and less wind or loop knots when using braided lines. So feel the bite. Go to bullbayrods.com for more information. Order you some. Let them know that Mark Lenny Crew Wheeler sent you, and you heard her first on the Low Sodium Show. Give them a like on Facebook, Bull Bay Rods. Again, let them know, hey, I heard this on the Low Sodium Show. Check me out. Awesome stuff. Abalone, sweet. Custom college, custom sports teams, done. Check them out, y'all. Again, bullbayrods.com, and their swag's pretty cool, too, for more information. All right. Cool, man. We're back. I'm going to give a second so this way at the end they can split, like, chill up for a moment of silence. We're done. Okay. Simple as that. That wasn't as quick as EJ's for everyone who knows what I'm talking about. I think Matt's already cough up a spleen after that comment. So we're back. Welcome back to the... I'm already getting off track, y'all. Having a great time. Welcome back to the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I'm your host again, Mark Wheeler. And let's get to it. We just talked about roundbill crankbaits. We're going to talk more about them, but we're just breaking down the two styles. The next one is a square bill. This is my new favorite bait, new favorite crankbait. And it's the KVD 2.5 and 1.5. And you're going, man, all you do is you talk about KVD and Strike King. Listen up, okay? when someone can put out a product, okay, that's as reliable, easily fit, and is just as easy to fish as the KVD line of lipless cranks, spinner baits, whatever, you come and show me at a price point that's not going to make me lose my mind. Okay, it's not going to make me have to, you know, put on snorkel gear and have to dive 30 feet to get the bait back because I snagged it on a stump. Okay, that's the reason why I talk about KVD's baits, Strike King's baits. They're affordable, and literally out of the package, throw it out there, and it works every time. Okay, so we'll talk about the 1.5s and 2.5s, or just square belts in general, and what makes them such a great bait. Okay, now if you pick up your basic round bill crankbait, you know this has usually got a slimmer profile, okay? If you look at it straight on, the sides are usually flatter, okay? And it's just a smaller platform in a sense. And then you pick up a 2.5 or 1.5 and you look at it, man, it looks like a big fat hog. It's got a big profile, it's round, you know? You hold it by the bill, you just hear me drop it on my keyboard. Ow, I'm hooking myself. I didn't take the option of removing my hooks. And you look at it, and you can see the hooks around the skinny edge of the body, okay? But it's got a fat head. It's got a really wide bill compared to its length. The reason for that is this is a bait you want to throw around docks. This is a bait you want to throw around stumps, around cypress knees, rocks, boulders. Good golly, y'all. You can throw this anywhere, okay? And a thick, thick cover, all right? If you remove the tail hook, like I've done sometimes, and use some lead wire, wrapped it around there, use my lighter to melt it kind of to the hook shank, give it the weight it needs to kind of equalize it out, and just kept the center hook. After changing it out to a red hook, must add, KVD special, I'm just saying, okay? And you throw that into thick cover, it's going to come out every time. Okay, so why is that? And it's a simple process. Okay, and you can do this right now. I'm actually doing it in my hand, so you can follow along with me. Okay, take that, hold it by where your line connects, the split ring. Okay, and then take your finger and bounce it off, and just run it straight like you're going to hit the edge of the bait. Okay. You can hit that corner of that bill every time and almost never catch your finger. Okay? That is what makes them so weedless and such a great bait. Because they hit and they shimmy off. The tail squirt, you know, swims out of the way, gets around it, and keeps on going. Okay? Now, remember if you were here in the show, I talked about a bait that searches. Usually, round bills don't search. They just dig. Like I said, they get to where they need to go, and they just keep on going. The round bills are like your fullbacks, okay? They hit, and they keep on pushing, and then once they break free, they're gone, all right? Like your big power backs, like the bus, like Jerome Bettis, okay? That's a round bill, okay? Square bills, right? Are more like your Adrian Petersons, your quick and nimble guys, you know, where it's always all around the all over the place. Search, okay, that's what makes these baits great, is they search. So you're running this bait, it only dives, a 1.5 will dive to 4 or 5 feet, depending on the line, six to eight sometimes, using light line, and you're cranking that bait, right? And you're looking at your line, it's jumping all over the place on the surface of the water. You're going, what is going on? That's the bait searching. That is what you want to have happen. It's starting, it's moving, all in just a steady crank, right? Now you add some pauses in there. And now when you kick it back up, you know, your speed, if you snap the rod tip, it'll actually turn this bait into what a jerk bait turns into. And that's that erratic action, that and they'll jump up 2 or 3 feet, you know, a foot in the water column, and then dive back down, okay? You run this by docks, and I love throwing these around docks, okay? Parallel to the legs, I'm going to bring it right in, smack, I'm going to smack a leg. And I'm going to snap. When I hit that leg, I'm going to give the rod tip a snap. And it's going to make the bait actually, like, do a Z in the water. Okay? And I'm going to smack the next leg, and I'm going to do that again. All right? I'm going to pause it afterwards. Let it come and start slowly rise. And then give it a snap with the rod tip vertically, which is going to make the bait rise up for a second and then dive it back down. Looks like a shad, you know, on its last leg dying, okay? Boom, it shoots back down. You know, it is a really versatile, great bait in cover, okay? Because of its fat body, because of the wide bill that's close in. It doesn't allow it to dig like a round bill will, okay? Plus, where it's connected is huge. It's close to, you know, to the main body of the bait. It doesn't allow the bill to warp the position of that eyelet. Sometimes will happen when you run it. Your bait's really deep. You know, I've actually gotten my hands a Bomber Model B. I think it's a B. It's all worn off from thousands of bass. You know, and they're usually silent. You know, there's not a whole lot. You can hear it. You rattle it. There it is, silent. I finally got the last little piece of split taken care of. They're silent. And this is huge, y'all. Especially for, I'm trying to see here, like Tommy Head, anyone else in the South who fishes really heavy pressured lakes, okay, or river systems. Guys who fish Guntersville, you know, Wheeler Lake, any of the, you know, Midwest lakes for bass, where guys are throwing square bills, okay? That's a square bill. That's not, or that was a round bill. Round bill, square bill. I'm literally holding this right next to the thing, and I'm shaking like crazy, okay? When those bass hear a round bill and hear rattles all the time, they know, I'm not going to touch that, okay? But you throw this, it makes no sound. But because of its body size and the way it works in the water, creates those pressure waves that bass key in on a lot of times because they use that lateral line, okay? And if you don't know, bass do have ears, okay? And they do have a lateral line, two completely different senses, okay? That lateral line will trump the ears all the time. It's just like anyone else. You hear hard rock music, all right, day in, day out, with a, you know, heavy-duty rattle on it, you're just going to be like, I don't want to deal with that crap anymore. I'm going to go away, and they're just not going to do anything. But you put them in a sound room or a soundproof room, and they hear nothing, but they see something, they're going to hit it. And they're not just going to tap it. They're going to suck this thing in as far as it'll go, and you're going to hook them up every time. I absolutely love going square bills. Now, the disadvantage of a square bill is you don't go very deep. And what do I mean by deep? Anything over 10 feet. There's some companies that'll get, have square bills that'll go deeper. But the action is just not there. Great thing about a square bill, too, is they have a real wide wobble to them, which is really, really good stuff, which really adds to that action of that searching action, because that tail will kind of make it, you know, it's like a big old butt. You swing that big old butt around, and it'll take the rest of it with it. Really high-quality stuff. But, yeah, like I said, they don't dive very deep. I'm showing in the catalog up to 6 feet. I've gotten them down to 8. But, again, I was using, like, 8-pound line. Cranking it really hard, really fast, getting really deep, really quick. Those round bills, you need to get deep. You need to get to where they're going. They're feeding on shad. Definitely. And actually, what was his name? Kelly Worth, down in, I'm going to say, Louisiana. Won a bass tournament in Shallow Lake with a Series 6, which dives down to like 12 feet, 10, 12, 15 feet. the round bill by getting it stuck. Actually hanging it up on the, I'm going to put that down so I'm not distracted, poking myself. Getting it caught on a, on the cypress knees, and then, what's called arrowing. Basically, you hold the line, okay, you get snagged, you kind of put some tension in the rod with the line, okay, and then you pull the line like an arrow and let it go. And on your rods, which we can talk about in a minute, flex, shoot a big thing of slack in there, kind of like a roll cast for fly fishermen. Shoots it down the line, bounce it, basically unhooks the crankbait for you, and then retracts that slack and shoots it off there. And he was putting, he put, I think it was like 25 pounds a day, and the closest competitor was like 10 pounds, 12 pounds a day. Pretty impressive stuff. And that's actually how Rick Klun won second place this past weekend at Falcon Lake. And I told y'all it was going to be about 25 pounds a day. Is it going to be the average just to even get in the money? I was kind of low. It was 28, but sue me. All right. we're going to take a couple seconds here. I got some people asking questions in the chat room. Yak Fisher Don, what's going on, man? What do you consider more important to trigger a strike, sound or action? Now, here's the thing. There are two completely different things, and I believe that action is what makes him commit. The reason I say that is Tommy Head Jigs puts on here, why does a crankbait catch everything in the boat, but a fish can hit it and never get hooked, okay? And I think that's where it comes from, is from that action. The rattle is great in murky water. It's great in clear water when you have shad that you can hear flicking and flippering and stuff like that. But it's the action itself that gets them to commit, okay, and eat it. So if your action's not right, and collar comes into this as well, especially when they get real close, and you know that's when they decide if they're going to commit or not. They're seeing a bait, it's got good action, they get close to it, you know, it's rattles, it's everything they want, but they get up to it, and that the last foot or the last 6 inches before they, you know, really open up their mouths and get ready to suck that thing in, the color's not right. Okay? That right there is why everything in the next segment I'm going to talk about is extremely important. Okay? And most guys go, well, I use the same crankbait all the time, but we'll get more into that in a little bit. But we're going to take a quick break. And also, guys, please call in. You never know on my show, you might get something out of it by participating. I'd like to thank everyone who showed up. I got a new guy, Tambo McFly. What's going on, man? Yak Fisher Don, thanks for showing up, buddy. King Rat, what's going on, dude? A buddy of mine from up in Williamsburg. So, guys, yeah, feel free to call in. Number 714-816-4727. And let's see here. We're going to go out with a little bit of what I like to call my Like a Rock. You hear me talking about these Jays all the time, and you're going, what are you talking about, Willis? And I'm talking about Tommy Head Jigs, truly a kayak fisherman's dream jig. You can use them for swim baits, for shaky heads, for tubes. As a jig, put a skirt on it, and it looks pretty. You're going to want to take it out on the prom date. I'm telling you what, they are hot stuff. With a bunch of different colors, sizes, and hook styles, all with Mustads. Y'all, you hear me talking about Mustad, the original, the best Mustad all the way, y'all. So definitely check them out. I use them, and you should too. Go to TommyHeadJigs.com and check them out. Throw them on your favorite jig, and I'm going to promise you, if you don't like them, call me up and let me know on the show live. That right there All right. Can't get any better than that. So, again, go to TommyHeadJigs.com for more information. Pick you up some and let them know that you heard this on the Low Sodium Show. You've heard me talk about Jackson Kayak now for over 2 years, and you cannot. I can't say enough about the company. I've been a pro staff with them, and I guess I am slightly biased, but you know what? When you get the best, you talk about the best, and that is Jackson Kayak. They've been around since 2001, starting off in literally a 20-by-20 shed, moving on to a company now with over 100 employees. Setting the standard for the rest of the kayak fishing world. Owner Eric Jackson started off whitewater, doing a little fishing, but now he is a straight-up fish head. So check him out. Go to your local dealer. Check out Jackson Kayaks. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. For more information or to comment or check out all the great videos of those crazy whitewater guys and even a few of us kayak fishermen, go to JacksonKayak.com, like them on Facebook. For God's sake, like Tommy Head Jigs on Facebook. Let them know that I sent you. All right? And have a great time with it, y'all. Made in USA. Cannot say enough about it. Go to JacksonKayak.com. I love that sound by y'all. And welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I almost said the Mid-Atlantic Show. Like I said, welcome back. I'm your host, Mark Wheeler. You're on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Loving it up tonight. I'd like to thank everyone who showed up. I cannot say enough about y'all. This is stoked. I'm so stoked right now. So, all right, let's get into the tackle. We've talked about the baits. Let's talk about the tackle, okay? And before I start that, we had a guy, who said it, King Rat, and I think it was Tim and Eric, were talking about putting single hooks. You can definitely put a single hook on a crankbait, but you have to understand, those trebles are very important. They're putting weight into there. Same thing if you put it on a change the hooks on a topwater bait, how it doesn't work right or it won't work correctly, same thing. And I would say if you are going to use it, use suspend dots. Use some lead wire, wrap it around the eyelet, add a little bit of weight to it to match up to that treble hook. Very important. But, yeah, definitely. I use single hooks all the time, man. When I'm running in grass and stuff like that, which we're going to talk about a little bit, but awesome stuff. Tambo McFly, it doesn't matter if you're late, sweetie. It's all good. But let's get right back to it. Gear. Okay, and I use two rods, mostly. One is for my round bills, okay, and that's a combo. That's a fiberglass graphite combo. There's several out in the market. I'm going to tell you which one to buy, and bullweight rods, coming soon. So, a fiberglass graphite. Reason is, it's going to give you a little bit of give. You run that bait 15 feet, you need some give in your rod, okay? Awesome. Awesome. Awesome little setup. Again, KVD. I say his name all the time. I should get him on a show, shouldn't I? But he's got an S-Glass. Ski Reese's crankbait rod. Awesome stuff. I gotta put that lower down. It's too loud. Great rod. Line is uber important, and this is something that a lot of guys don't think of, is when you buy your rod, your reels, and please do not throw a square bill crankbait unless it's a small one, diving down about a foot, okay, for like crappie. Do not throw them on spinning gear. You will be in so much anger. All right, do not throw crankbaits on spinning gear unless it's like a panfish jig, okay, panfish one that's like an inch long. All right, you'll just make you angry and cry, and you don't need that. But you use a a bait casting setup, okay? After you buy a reel and you go, that's going to be my crankbait reel, okay? Ask the dealer if he has any more spools that match this reel. And you're going, what the hell are you talking about, Willis? Okay? The reason I'm saying buy more extra spools is now you can usually change out these spools pretty darn quickly, okay? The advantage of that is you can carry 4 or 5 spools in a tight, you know, you can put them in a box, okay? Put them in your cereal box, put them in a, you know, leftover Chinese food container, okay? And mark them, all right, with the line diameter, line weight. The reason I say this is this. I can take one crankbait, say it's a Series 3, put it on 20-pound line, I'm only going to get about a foot and a half, 2 to 3 foot of dive because of the line diameter, because it's so large. I break that down to a 6, I'm pushing 6 to 8. See what I'm saying? Instead of carrying extra rods because space is limited on the kayak, is it not? I believe it is. By doing that, you literally just gave yourself 4 different rods. Okay, or how many extra spools you have. Okay? And do me a favor. If you don't want to buy a special rod, okay, and you want to throw crankbaits on your basic bass setup, your basic graphite, if you use graphite, you better be using mono. It's going to give you the give. It's going to give you that stretch. So this way, when a bass bites it, and I'm going to break that down for a second too. Why do we use flimsy rods in my eyes? Why do we use flimsy rods in mono? I know I don't use mono for anything else but this. The reason for that, okay, it is simple, is that you're running that bait, that stretch, that flex, is going to give that bait time to get in that bass's mouth, period. It's going to give it a chance to get it past, the bill, okay, get it in your mouth, I guess, all right, and get it in your maw, so this way you can get the tail in there and get a chance to really eat it, okay? Simple as that. That's all you're doing. By having those different sizes is going to help you, okay? Second thing is the reel speed, okay? Square bills, fast, okay, period. 7.3-1, 6.5-1, high-speed reels. Round bills, high speed if you're diving deep. You're going to want that, okay? 6.5-1 is as fast as you're going to go, okay? All the way down to your fives, your 5.3-1s, 5.5-1s, 5.7-1s, okay? Those are the speeds you're going to want. Now, square bills, go ahead, throw them on your graphites, throw them on your other ones, okay? Fluorocarbon on both of these, if you're using a flimsy rod, but fluorocarbon especially on your square bills. I try to shy away from braid with these baits. The reason is braid floats, and it'll actually bring this up 6 inches to a foot. I'm not really, I want to get as deep as I can. That's how I'm going to do it. And that's why you having those different spools on you can switch out. You can keep the clear look. You won't get the knot caught on the guides. It's just easier just to go straight fluoro, period, okay? And actually, if you go to most companies and you call them up and say, hey, I need that, 3 extra spools for a, Satika, and then this size, you give them the model number, they're only like $15-$20. You know? Easy. I hate you. People talking about putting jeans on, about being cold. Wah. That if that helps out everybody, that's how I set up my stuff. I just saw something here. Belly hooks, okay, Bomoy. Line that I use, I know someone's going to ask me eventually. I use Vicious, okay? I've tried all the others. I've Bass Pros. Great, great line. Don't get me wrong. Bass Pro XPS, I think it is. Great line. Berkeley, great line. But for my money, and now it is my money because I'm fishing on these bass circuits, okay? But for my money, it's going to be the Vicious Elite fluorocarbon. Stuff's great. It's got a little bit of stretch in it. It is absolutely awesome. I love it. It's strong. It's got a good abrasion resistance. Ties a knot like a champ. And it just, it's what I use. Period, end point. It's pretty decently priced. Can't go wrong. So now, we've talked about rods, reels, reels, whatever you want. Again, as long as it's all bait casting rods. Again, if you're going to use strictly cranking rods, I'm telling you, the Skeet Reese line are great, great cranking rods. They're only about $100. And in size, literally anything from 3/8 to 3/4 in that general vicinity or around there is going to cover your 90% of your crankbaits. Okay? I mean, just great stuff. The line, you know, if you can have everything from 8 to 17 pound, you know, if you can have an 8, a 10, a 12, and a 17, and now that's a big jump at the very end there, but that's what's needed sometimes. Spools already set up and ready to roll. You just slide them inside the reel, change out the other one, you know, on the fly, and you're set. Then you're already ahead of the game. And it's actually what I did, what was it, 2 weekends ago, to put me in the money on a small tournament. I was using 12-pound, just running like crazy on a square bill, banging against everything I could, and they just weren't eating it. They were slapping at it. And went down to my line. This is, you know, going to go into the next segment too, folks. You drop down line sizes and, you know, went from 12 to 8, and I made that big leap knowing that I could get them and, you know, threw it out there first cast and came up with a 5. 2 casts later, pulled a 4, and I had a couple buck bass after that. So that tells you, little things like that are what really matters. But we're going to take a quick break, gotta do this once. We're going to talk about hook sets and colors, and take your questions. All right, y'all? Again, thanks for hanging in there with me. This is the low sodium. I almost said Middle Atlantic again. Damn, I'm off tonight. So with that, we're gonna go out into the little thing and take of the week. Almost forgot about that. Damn. All right, y'all.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. It's time for my favorite segment. You know what it is. It's time for some pick of the week action. Yeah, love it. People are laughing and giggling over that. But we have the pick of the week, and you know what it is? That's from Mr. Wayne Mills, Deck Ape. You know him. You love him. He's always on the show. All right. And he's the only one who submitted a picture of a bass. And here it is. As he puts it on the Facebook account, I caught this 3.5-pounder the first full day of spring, March 21st, at a lake by my work off from the bank. I fully expected to catch nothing because it was snowing. The wind was out north blowing at least 15 knots. The water looked like coffee with too much milk in it. But it worked it as slow, crankbait as slow as possible, and bam. Bam says, look at it. It's a Boss Hoss, Kitty Cat Hoss, good stuff, big bass. Awesome, dude. And if you're listening to the show on the app or whatever, man, please feel free to message me. All right? You message me your address, buddy, and we'll hook you up with with a couple of cool little toys for you. And that's it, folks. Oh, you see, you hear that? Oh, I got crap. I didn't know we were supposed to submit bass photos. Yeah, when I say submit your big bass photos, submit them. Come on, let me see them. Send them on down. Give me a little something. You know, because, you know, you might hear a little bit of a... From my end, awesome stuff. There you go, Wayne. Again, you know, message me your address, and we'll get you that stuff in a few days. Cool, man. All right. Now, here's where we're going to get really into the nitty-gritty. Colors and my little tips and tricks, okay? Simple stuff. And in color selection. All right. And again, we're going off of the Strike King Strike King stuff here. Okay, if it says shad, buy it. Sexy chartreuse, gold sexy shad, green gizzard shad, sexy shad, sexy sunfish. Those are the colors you want. Pick up a natural red crawl color or red colored one. Okay, pick up a silver and blue back. Okay. And anything with a dark back, natural pumpkin seed, great color, especially when they're spawning. Neon bluegill, one of my favorites. Pearl black, splatter, chartreuse belly. Y'all, that is the baddest bait out there. And any of the Ike's colors. Can't forget them. But if you're going to an area and you really don't know what to use, I think it's Ghost Shed. Almost certain it is. But they make one that is literally just a pearl collar with a spot on it. Okay? It has no other coloration on it. I carry at least a dozen of these things in different sizes and shapes. Okay? The reason for that is I'll catch some shad. Alright? Either with a cast net or snag them. And I'll take a look at them on that lake, right? And I'll see, okay, that's got a blue back on it. It's got an orange patch at the throat, and it's, you know, it's got two spots. And I'll pull out my thing of Sharpies, and I'll color it in, that crankbait, to look like that forge, that shad. If I catch another shad and it's just slightly different, I'll grab another one. Same style of bait, same matching size, and I'll do it up like that. That's my secret. Sharpies. Oh, yeah, y'all. The power of the Sharpie. And my daughter in the background. She's looking at my crankbaits going, ooh, pretty. But, yeah, color them in. You know, if you're using a gizzard shad color and you catch a gizzard shad and you look at it and it's got some yellow on the belly, pull out that fluorescent yellow. And, you know, just do it up there real fast. It is absolutely killer to be able to match the hatch that well. All right, is key. And there's a great video online of KVD's boat. It's on YouTube. He opens up one of his hatches. It's full of crankbaits, flipless cranks, and everything else. In a pocket, you see Sharpies. You see those markers. In all different colors sitting there, okay? That's because that's what he does. You look at Swindell. Talk to Swindell. He'll tell you the same thing. They all do it. They all look at a shad. They go, shit, you know, shoot. You know, it's got, you know, an extra spot at the tail. Boom. They had a spot. They're rolling. Simple as that. So, definitely check that out. Awesome. Colors, pretty simple. What else was I going to talk about? Somebody help me out. I've lost my train of thought. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Questions? Comments? Concerns? Anything I might have missed? It's time to ask y'all. Matt, you've been on hold, man. Talk to me, dude.
I'm still up here.
Still awake?
What's up? Huh?
You have any questions, man?
I have no questions. Okay. Covered all your crankbaits and your jigging baits and lots of baits tonight.
Yeah. Ouch. Oh, I just hooked myself. I'm okay, honey. Let's talk about one thing. Okay, so I have not used these specimens. Okay. The difference between wooden lip plugs. See, sweetheart? Yeah. Not touch. The difference between the plastic cranks is that they all will run the same way. And you know with wooden lip plugs, this is Tambo McFly, which is Tammy. And she's basically verbatim, okay, so I have not used these plastic crankbaits you speak of. They are the Bible. But how much different are they from the wooden lip plugs I have? And seriously, and I'm being truthfully honest with you, you pull, and I'm telling you, go to your local tackle shop that sells freshwater gear, that sells a KVD 1.5, Series 6. You want to spend the money, buy a Lucky Craft. You're going to drop about $20, but they're worth it. And buy 5 or 6 of them, okay? Take every last one of them out there and throw them out there. They're all going to run the same. Wooden baits. Rapala makes a balsa bait. Bomber makes a balsa bait. Norman, Bandit all make balsa baits or wooden baits. The problem with those wooden baits is that if you pull 5 or 10 of them out, 1 or 2 out of that grouping is going to work. It's going to have that action. That's what's going to catch those fish. Now, the advantages, again, to plastic. You can add rattles, and they really resonate really well. So dark, murky water, work great. Clear water, again, awesome. Being able to just list. Now you said that out there. Now I'm gonna give away another secret. Pretty soon y'all are gonna be as good as I am. hang on. I got a soundbite for that one. Let's see here. But once I find it, give me a second. Remember that joke? No, we don't. Did we got rid of it? Oh, it's kind of like this. It's a big old. Oh, here it is. There we go. All right. But here's a secret for y'all. You run in an area, and you want the bait. You want to be able to. You throw the bait behind a cypress tree, right? And you want it to just fall around that edge. Bend the connection where the split ring is at. That's going to change it from running right, running left. Not mommy, sweetheart. No. Really, really works well. To adjust the lip, okay, go home and actually take a thing of sandpaper and you can bring it down a little bit. A couple of scrapes off of it will do wonders. Or just take the dang thing and run it against some rocks, let it ding up a little bit, and it'll change its whole profile. Also, those wooden lip plugs, if you were trying to throw a 4-inch bait, okay, to dive down, or a 3-inch bait, let's say, to dive down 15 feet, you were going to need basically a lip, okay, with a small body on the end. But with the plastic ones, they have the clear lips, okay? And you can actually use a 3-inch body bait with a 20-inch clear lip. And, that's an exaggeration, of course, but that's all the bass you're going to see. You can add the rattles. You can hear this one. This is a dark doctored one. This is a Series 6 doctored Strike King. And you can literally hear it. Okay, because I drilled a hole in it and added a few more pieces of buckshot to it. Because that bait is actually colored with an orange back, okay, and a blue belly. It's one of those things, I grabbed the wrong pen and had the wrong cap on it and started going, but it's one of my favorites. Or even remove, I don't remove the rattles because I change the Tommy head puts on there, or even remove the rattles to make the crankbait run silent. I actually will just drill a hole, put the rattles in the nose, okay, and then just pour some super glue in there or epoxy, and then just kind of use a piece of toothpick to get some more super glue to close up the hole. So this way it'll run silent, has a little bit more weight, gets down a little deeper. So there's some little things like that you can't really do on those wooden baits. And I'm telling you, take out and try them. King Rat, let's see here, Eric, Chris, which I think you're everyone, Matt, Yak Chom, throw big crankbaits in salt water, okay? Around rocks, around docks, around, you know, kitty cat troughs. You know, you'd be surprised how well. They're one of my favorite redfish bites, I'm telling you right now, a gold or blue or silver with blue back crankbait. Oh, my God, I just stuck myself again. It's actually killer on redfish. A silver crankbait is killer on bluefish and stripers, okay? And a big crankbait, okay, I can think of is a stretch. That's a big crankbait, okay? Dirt baits fall in the crankbait line. They're all lift baits. They all work great. I'm telling y'all, go out there and try them. Do you have any more questions, Tammy, or anyone else? My daughter just stole my drink.
Buddy of mine caught a fluke or a summer flounder on a crankbait last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome.
Never seen that happen.
Okay. Jamie says about not fly, about going from to learning how not to fly fish. What you've learned in fly fishing, right? And this is something. Here's another key to crankbait fishing or just fishing power baits in general. This is a power. This is not a finesse technique, y'all. This is to cover water, find the aggressive fish, and catch them. All right. And when you're fly fishing, right, you feel that bite, you don't set the hook, do you? No. You strip your line to bring the line tight, right? That is exactly what you want to do when a bass hits a crankbait, okay? But in a power fishing stance, okay? You're reeling it in, you feel that. Gunk, gunk. And the line starts moving in an unnatural direction. It's usually how I see it. 9 times out of 10, that line starts going left or right. All I do is I just lean into it and just kind of turn and lean while just picking up my speed on my crank. Okay? Simple as that. I'm using the rod, I'm using the line, I'm using the fish's momentum and me just leaning into them to hook them up. That's all you want to do. When you snap the rod back, okay, yeah, you wait for the turn, kind of, okay? You're going to be cranking this bait in, right? And this, I'm telling you, go out to a lake that's got rocks, stumps, fall downs, wood, different types of bottoms, sand. Never run a crankbait, another trick, never run a crankbait in mud, a roundbill in mud. You'll just come back angry because it's going to get all mud up. Run it in mud, run it in sand. Run it in shell, pea gravel, you know, boulders. And don't even go, take it out there without hooks. This is the best way to learn. Take it out there without hooks and run it over those. You know, spend an hour running over rocks repeatedly, okay? Then switch to a stump and run it over that stump repeatedly. Then run it over a dock or a submerged roadbed, over as much as you can, and feel what that, you know, be cranking and know what that feels like, okay? Because most people think that when they hit something and they set the hook, that, you know, that was a bass. No, that was a stump dummy, okay? So do that and you'll be golden. Then switch it up, put some hooks on it, and run it in those spots, in the same spots again 2 or 3 days later, and you'll feel rock, rock, rock. That's different, okay? When you feel that, pause a second. And like I said, you know, you're going to have a slight bend in your rod when you reel it in, okay? you all of a sudden you're going to feel that, and you can watch that line start moving. Just lean. Just basically go from 12 o'clock to 9 o'clock, or 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's all you're going to do is you're going to pick up your speed and just lean into it, okay? You do this, like I said, especially if you're using mono, it's going to take that stretch out, the line in the rod, it's going to come tight, and then mono naturally wants to come back to its original length. Same thing with the rod. So it's going to start putting pressure, and they're basically going to hook themselves. It's going to turn. They come up, they eat it, they turn around, comes all tight, and then, oh, he's got me. Okay? After five or six cranks, you know you've got them, give them a quick little snap of your wrist. okay? Give it a snap of the wrist to make sure you sink everything down in there once you're fully tight. Simple as that. And, yes, I have had some hard fighting stumps over the years as well. but everyone loves to crack the whip. And you know what I'm talking about. Bill Dance, most of your TV personalities, they feel that. They go, oh, there he is, and I'll see here. Literally. And I do it all the time. But I do that to baits like Asenko, Texas 8 rigged baits, flipping jigs. But I will not do that to football jigs, fat head jigs, shaky heads, drop shots, crankbaits, spinner baits, topwater baits, frogs. you get the idea. There's certain baits you can do. You can crack the whip, okay? And certain baits you don't want to. And that just comes with time, and you'll learn that. And you'll become a better angler because now you're just, instead of getting hits and swipes, you're getting solid hookups every time. And that's when you start putting more bass in your boat. And getting to something that's a great bait that just came out, and I almost forgot about it, and I'm looking at my tackle right now, and that's a scatter rat, okay? They're from Rapala. You want to talk about a search bait? A bait that searches? A scatter rat. A great bait if you're just starting off. Retrieve. Okay. I know we've gone over the hour, but you know what? We got 45 minutes still. This is my show. So, okay. Simple. Retrieves. If I'm running it through a stump field, I will keep a steady retrieve with a couple of quick snaps of my wrist. When I know, okay, I'm getting to another stump here, snap my wrist, make it bounce off even harder than it would before. Okay? Go, go, go. Making up for last week. What are you talking about, Willis? I did an hour and a half, hour and 5 minute show last week. Don't know what you're talking about, man. Snap that wrist. Okay? It's huge. And actually, we're going to take a quick break because I ran for almost 25 minutes without a break. quick words from a quick sponsor, and we'll keep on going.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Okay, we're back. Don't want to lose my train of thought. Quick little simple one. But if I don't have all those things, I'm running that round bill crankbait 10 feet in a 20-foot depth, right? Oh, I'm tipping it over top of grass. Great technique. Ripping it through grass. Oh, I just got all tingly inside. But so you're ripping it through grass, right? And that's basically what you're doing in open water. Start, stop, retrieve, snapping the rod tip, vertically, sideways, down. We'll all change it'll change the action of that bait. And turn a round bill actually into a search bait. Because when you snap the rod tip vertically, it makes the bait jump up. You snap it to the side, whichever way you go, it'll make it turn and slightly go a little bit. And it'll turn, it'll drop down. Just by start, stops, quicken it up, snapping that rod tip. All things I do in open water. Because I'm giving it that crazy action. it's really the key to running crankbaits is that start, stop, retrieve, the snaps of the rod tips. Because if you take a shad, you catch the cast net, right? And when you go to throw them back in the water, take one and, pling them off your boat. I know it sounds cruel, but watch it, okay? You'll learn a huge amount about that, how that works. Bounce off the kayak and watch it. Hit the water, paddle over to it, and watch how it moves. It's not a steady, straightforward. It kind of flutters and skips and runs and starts and stops and goes and dies and, it does all those things, okay? And if you put it especially near a, where bass are, it'll get eaten, okay? But in that same spot, throw a fresh one, and, it won't get eaten. And Tammy, you made a great point. Good grief, she basically says, good grief, fly fishing is so much easier, and you're wrong, okay? You don't realize that when you're stripping that line, you are naturally putting that start-stop, that searching, wounded motion into that fly. Bass fish, just naturally just want to reel it in. You naturally have that ingrained in you. So think, okay, especially if you stripped with your left hand, buy a rod, okay, or a reel, so you can use that left hand, okay? Knockers, talking about that in a second. Okay, put that in your left hand and act like you're stripping the line. I'm telling you, you would be the quintessential jerkbait fisherman. Okay, just because you have that already ingrained, that strip, 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 strip. In the summertime, oh man, I can already see you now with a weightless fluke. For those of you that know what I'm talking about, that would be killer, would it not? I'm just saying. So, yeah, excellent technique. Just shoot for your train of thought. And, yes, it's a ton of info. But, again, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 3, 4, a million times. Take notes. Ask me questions. Please feel free to contact me anytime at Mark or at LandingCrew at KayakFishingRadio.com or LandingCrew@Yahoo.com. Knockers, okay, you will get this bait hung. It's just a matter of time, okay? My paddle, yeah. But a cheap and affordable knocker is a snap, okay, like off of a snap swivel, all right, with like a 2-ounce, 3-ounce weight sinker on it. You just clip it straight onto your line and send it down. Make sure when you send it down, you don't have any slack in there. You want it as tight as possible so this bait can pick up speed. And when it hits, keep it tight because it's going to bounce it off. Or you can go out and buy the knockers are like, what, $5-$10. Keep them on you. They have pole knockers out there. Pole knockers, that's dirty, Oh, my, I'm tired. You can hear it in my voice. For those that don't know, the paddle that I just designed has a hook on the end of the paddle or a hook retriever. Great for shallow stuff. I think that covers it. Any other questions? Because, this is now the time to ask. Lord. No, but Tammy, you know what you could do? You could show some guys them, and he'd dive down and get it for you. Now we're getting all funked out. We're all like, there's a bunch of this going on. All right, that's a long sound bite. So we're going to talk next week, okay? We're going to talk about something I love, and that is dropping big old. big old bombs on bass. You're going, what are you talking about, Willis? I'm talking about flipping and pitching mats, grass, with big, heavy baits. Truly an underutilized thing in the kayak fishing world. I will have a video before to go, I'll launch the video about an hour or 2 hours before the show next week that I'm going to do, okay, on flipping and pitching. And you're actually going to see the baits I use, see my technique, and how you can flip and pitch from a kayak. It can be done. And I'm telling you right now, once you learn these techniques, there will be a ton of this coming around. All of the lakes, rivers you fish in. Okay? Because, like I said, once you learn this technique, it'll just be like D-Day or Blitzkrieg on London. Just bomb after bomb after bomb of big bass ripping good stuff. They'll be all screaming. Alright, it'll be awesome. Alright, it is truly a ton of fun. I absolutely love this stuff. I've been doing this technique for 2 years now, and I like to thank a good friend of mine, Ish Monroe. Show me how to do it. He was at a seminar here in Virginia. I was at the opening of the 3 years ago now. It was at a seminar up at the Richmond Show at the Bass Pro, where he's showed this technique, and you know it's been used for a while, but not like this. We're talking ounce and a half tungsten weights, big old, you know, thick. I mean, stuff that you throw a 3/4 ounce jig on top and just there on the surface, you'll go through to that ounce and a half. Oh, it's so nice, so nice. Oh, when it goes down there, it's just, you know, it's such a good style. So. Ton of fun, y'all. My wife just walked the door. With that being said, without any more questions.
Somebody is very excited.
yeah. No questions. Happy child. Happy child, happy wife, happy life, man. He is that. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up. And you know what? I'm going to do something special tonight. Tammy and, let's see here, Tammy and Chris, you see Tommy Head Jigs right there? Like them on Facebook, okay? And then message Tommy your address, and you guys get a special prize, okay? For joining the show tonight. How does that sound? Sounds like a good deal to me. Sounds like a good deal to you. Simple as that, y'all. So it pays to play. And, you know. So, again, tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's the Thursday night original show. Great show. You gotta love it. With the Chip the Tree Hugger Gibson. Monday night is the Redfish Chuck show. Tuesday night's the Double L show. And Wednesday night's, listen, you can sit here, watch your Duck Dynasty, you know, shows, and listen to me. Simple as that. Oh, y'all, it's a conspiracy, I'm telling you. All right, with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up again. I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Tommy Head Jigs, Jackson Kayak, Lightning Paddles, Unfair Lures, Bull Bay Rods, Feel the Bite with Bull Bay Rods. Someone who is not my sponsor, but is someone I need to talk about, Tackle Webs. Get your fish on, man, with Tackle Webs. And let them know that I sent you, too. Greatly appreciated. And, yeah, we'll call it a night. Thank you for showing up, folks. Stay tuned. After the show, I've got a special song for everyone. So stay... You know, stay for the end of the show. It'll be a ton of fun. It's a funny little song. But again, take your kids fishing. Always wear your PFD and get your fish on, man. This is the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio. Night, y'all. We're taking out with a little bit of Kayak Girl.
She was 21, looking fine. She got a lot of this heart of mine. She told me her name and I told her mine. She said it was up. You think it's about time, so we're jumping our boat. Paddle the way, I thought this would be another lazy day. Thought it was time for me to take a dip, so she checked me with a paddle and I went flip. Paddle hard and paddle fast, problematic paddle or paddle pass. Pardon while she rocks my boat, I'm just trying to stay afloat. Paddle hard and paddle fast, problematic paddle or paddle pass. Pardon while she rocks my world, forever she will be my kayak girl. A couple hours later after we say goodbye, she calls me on the phone and says, hey, kayak guy. My knees started shaking, the water starts to swirl. I think I fell in love with my kayak girl.